And thank you for my wife present that she got. She's very happy. Amen. Well, we are happy with everything. You know, we know the Lord since we were, I was almost 13 when I got saved. And I've been in church all my life. And I've been reading the Bible and praying and winning souls and, you know, around Christian people. And since I was 14, I've been asking questions to people older than me. And they teach me a lot of things. And I praise the Lord. And my wife, I met my wife when she was 9. And we grew up in the same church in Pasco, Washington. That's where we got saved. And we grew up and we work in the bus ministry. I think she was in the bus ministry since she was, 7? Yeah, she was. Well, my father-in-law, he was in charge of the bus ministry there in that big church. It was a big church. The English church, they have about close to 6,000 people. And they got like almost 40 buses every Sunday going out, picking up people. And my father-in-law, he was in charge of one of those three buses. And of course, all his family, including my wife, she was there since she was 7 years old. She grew up in the bus ministry. So she loved people, and she's been working with people. And I've been winning souls since I was 13, and we've been in church all the time. People ask me, they told me when we go to places, like for example in Mexico, you have to know that the people in Mexico are different because a lot of the people don't know the Lord. And when we don't know the Lord, that's what makes the difference, you know. But when people, they get saved and they start living for the Lord, well, they see, you know, the difference. And a lot of people ask my wife and they ask me and they told us, you know, you guys are different. And, we just give a testimony and we told them, you know, that's what Jesus Christ did for us, you know. And we've been in church all our lives, basically. We've been reading our Bibles. We've been in church around God's people, and that's what makes you be different, amen? Yeah. That's what makes you be different, and I'm not saying that we are perfect or we are good people, but we are happy. You know, we're just serving God, and if there's something in my heart, I just want to please God. Yeah. That's all that is in my heart. I just want to serve God, and you know, since I gave my life to God, and I say to him, God, here's my life. I want to do whatever you want me to do, but I want to do my best. And you know, church, every day, whatever I do, I try to do my best. Because I don't know when I'm going to die. You know that everybody here, we're going to die one day? Do you know that? Amen? Yeah, that's what the Bible says. But the other thing is that if you are a Christian, the Bible says that Jesus Christ is going to come. And he can come tonight. No, and if we don't do what we're supposed to do, so we're losing our time. So that's what I'm saying. You know, I want to do my best every day for God, and I want to please him, and I want to love my family, you know, the best, and I want to do my best for whatever I do. I want to do my best because I don't know when I'm going to die or when the Lord is going to come. So I give you that advice to you. You know, do your best. If you come to church, come to church. And if you want to pray, pray. And if you want to win souls, let's go on winning souls. Just because we don't know how much time we have in this world. But thank you. Thank you very much for let us come today. I want to ask you to open your Bibles. Let's open our Bibles in the book of Romans, chapter 1. Romans, chapter 1. We're going to read verse 1, and then we're going to go to the key verse that I want to preach about, verse 16. Romans, chapter 1, and we're going to read verse 1, and then we're going to jump all the way to verse 16, please. And you don't have to stand up, or you don't have to. People sometimes they to read the Word of God, we stand up or something. But no, we're gonna save time. Try to save time, amen. Because remember, I come from Mexico, and we preach in Mexico for an hour and a half, and sometimes you need to stop me. Romans chapter 1, and then verse 1, the Bible says, Paul, a servant of God, of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. And then verse 16 says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. If there is something that God wants for every person in this world, is for that person to be saved. It's for that person not to go to hell, but to spend eternity with God in heaven. I praise God. Every time that I got the opportunity, I try to present the gospel to the people that they are in my way, because I don't know when that person is going to die, or I don't know if I'm going to see that person again. And today I want to take the opportunity to preach the title, The Power of the Gospel. The Power of the Gospel. I believe with all my heart that every person here in this morning, we are here because the power of the gospel of Christ. Let me give you a short testimony about my family. But let me pray first. Let me pray and ask the Holy Spirit to help us this morning. Father in heaven, I just humble myself like every time that I want to teach or preach. Father, I just pray that you help me. And I humble myself. Help me to teach and preach with all my heart, with a humble heart. Help me, God, to preach and teach. Father, with all my heart. And I pray, Father, for this church, that you bless this church in a mighty way. But I also pray, Father, if there is somebody here that they are not saved, I pray that today they get saved. And Father, thank you for this man that this morning, in Spanish, I got the privilege to lead him to the Lord. And Father, I just pray that you help me and help us. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Amen. In Mexico, say amen. Amen. When I was a little boy, like before we got saved, before I got saved, I was 11, 10 years old boy. I saw my father suffering. I saw my father suffering. I saw my father start drinking. My father, he drinks a lot, and he was a drunk person. Every Friday, after work, my father, he started drinking. And I saw my father start drinking, and then on Monday, I saw my father. I saw the consequences of the drinking. I saw my father, how he was suffering. But you know, something that I noticed about my father is that I saw that my father, he was tired. I was a little boy, 10, 11 years old boy. But I saw my father that he was suffering. He started drinking very, very happy, very excited with his friends. But at the end, I saw my father that he was suffering. He asked me for help. I was a little boy, 10 years old boy. And I tried to help my father more than I can. But I couldn't do it. But I saw my father all the time. I saw his eyes. I saw that my father, he was suffering. But I couldn't help my father. One day, everything changed. My other brother, he got saved. My brother Enrique, he got saved in the state of Washington. And then he asked a pastor to come to our home and present the gospel to my family, to my mom and my seven brothers. I got seven brothers. I got six brothers and three sisters. We were 10 in our family, a big family. And praise God, my mother got saved and all my brothers. And in this time, all my family are saved. All my sisters are saved. And some of my relatives, they are preaching and from my brother's side and of the family. And I praise the Lord for that. But when my father, finally he got saved, when my father, he accepted the gospel of Christ, that when the life of my father was different. That when I see that my father, he can smile, his face changed. He was full of joy. Because that's what the gospel of Christ brings to people who accept the gospel. And I saw how my father changed his life. And I saw how the gospel brings joy, not only to my father's life, but all my family. My mother, she was so tired about how she was suffering for my father's life. And my mother, she wants for her kids to serve God some way. But we were in the wrong place, in the wrong religion. But after we got saved, my mom, she got a dream. And she wants for all her kids to be a Baptist preachers. And I guess my mom, she prayed very hard. And now we are five independent Baptist preachers from seven boys. But that's because the gospel of Christ. That's because the powerful gospel of Christ. And you know, we are here today. And we can sing about heaven. And we can sing that we're going to be enjoying heaven one day. But that's because one day you received the precious gospel of Christ. And the gospel of Christ gives you hope. And the gospel of Christ gives you the entrance to heaven. The Apostle Paul, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." But how about you? What do you think about the gospel of Christ? You know, the gospel of Christ, in my beliefs, is that the gospel of Christ is the hope for every person in America. I believe with all my heart that if we want to see America great again, we need to share the gospel with them. We need to go, we need to come back. America needs to come back to the gospel of Christ. Churches, we need to get in fire to share the gospel of Christ with our friends, with our relatives, with our co-workers. It is time for the people of God to come back to the gospel of Christ. I don't know how far are you from the gospel. Maybe you are thinking that, you know, it's not worth it to be in a church. Maybe you think that it's not worth it to be in Christ. Maybe you're thinking, you know, to quit your Christian life. Let me tell you something. There is no time for that. It is time for us to come back. I don't know how far are you from the gospel of Christ, but let me tell you something. It's time for us not to go far, not to quit about the gospel of Christ, but to come back and get the gospel again and be in fire for the gospel of Christ. Because I said one thing, the Apostle Paul, he said, "For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ." You know, a lot of people in Mexico, you see the picture that I was showing you. If you go to Mexico City, you see the people very sincere in their beliefs. But, you know, that's because the people, they don't have the gospel of Christ. They accept another gospel. There is a lot of gospels out there. Amen. There is a lot of people. Even, you know, I was talking to these two men one day in Nogales. And I was talking to them. They were talking to me. You know, I was on door knocking, and they were, you know, in their bikes there, and they got a tie and a white shirt and black pants, and they were supposedly preaching the gospel of Christ. And so we were start talking, and I asked them, what are you preaching? And they say, well, we are preaching the gospel of Christ. And I say, well, let me see. Let's talk about it. So we start talking, what is the gospel for you? And they say, well, you know, the gospel is that Jesus Christ died. If you accept him, that's what they told me. You know, you can go to heaven, but you need to keep the Ten Commandments, and then you need to go to church, and then you need to do this. And I told them, you know, young boys, that's not the gospel of Christ. The gospel of Christ is Christ, and only Christ saves. For somebody to go to heaven, we don't need, you know, Christ plus something else. We just need only Jesus. Amen. That's the gospel of Christ. And you know, the problem in the world today, in Mexico, in America, is that there's a lot of people saying that they have the gospel of Christ, but it's not true. Because, you know, the gospel of Christ change the heart of the people. When somebody accepts the gospel of Christ, that person is going to be 100% sure that he's going to go to heaven. Cuando alguien acepta el evangelio de Cristo, esa persona sabe que va al cielo cuando muera. I just saying these words for this man that is in the back. When somebody accepts the gospel of Christ, that person is 100% sure that he's going to go to heaven. And that's all that he needs. Because the hope for this world is the gospel of Christ. Why the gospel of Christ? Notice what the Bible says there, reading the verse. And he said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And then he said this, for it is the power of God unto salvation. You know, the gospel that we have is a powerful gospel. That's why my father changed his life. Maybe you are here today. I don't know about your life, your past life, but I don't know. But I know a lot of testimonies of people around the world, especially in Morelia, Guadalajara, and Nogales, that I can tell you how people, they testify how when they came to the gospel, how their life change. And it was only until they came to the gospel of Christ that when their life changed. Why? You know, because the gospel is a powerful gospel from God. You know, the hope for the drunk person is the gospel of Christ. The hope for the rich people is the gospel of Christ. The hope for the poor people is the gospel of Christ. The hope for America, the hope for Mexico, the hope for all the world is not a new government. It's the gospel of Christ. Because the gospel of Christ is a powerful gospel. Now maybe you ask, what is the gospel? Let's turn our Bibles to 1 Corinthians, please. The Apostle Paul, the servant of the gospel, he said this about the gospel of Christ. Verse 1. Maybe you are here, brother, and you have the burden to share the gospel with somebody. You know, it's not a difficult. It's not something that you cannot do. Even my son, when he was 5, when he was 6, he can share the gospel with people. Look what the Bible says about the gospel. Chapter 15, verse 1. Moreover, brethren, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, then verse 1, starting with verse 1. You want to know what is the gospel? Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved. Amen. Through the gospel, we are saved, brothers. Amen. Through the gospel, people, they can be saved. You want to see people going to heaven, in the way to heaven? Preach the gospel to them. Share the gospel with them. And then they can go to heaven. And then he said, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ, this is the gospel, how that Christ died for our sins. Amen. The Bible says that Jesus Christ, that the gospel of Christ is that Jesus, he died on the cross for our sins. Amen. Because the Bible says that everyone in this world, every single one, we are sinners 100%. But God, he loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For whosoever believeth in him do not perish but have everlasting life. The gospel of Christ is that Jesus Christ, he was willing to suffer. He was willing to give his life. He was willing to leave heaven. He was willing to give everything for your sins. Because the Bible says, because the sin of the people, we cannot enter into heaven. But praise God, we got a Savior. Praise God, we got somebody who paid the penalty of our sins. And that's the Lord Jesus Christ. I love the song that the choir sang, praise God. Praise God that Jesus Christ stayed on the cross. And then he continues saying here, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. This is true. This is real. Amen. I don't know if you met any man who or people who told you that it's not true that Jesus Christ died. But when I was in Guadalajara one time, this atheist person, he told me, you know, that's not true. You Christian people, you are a bunch of liars. It's not true what you are telling the people, that this man came. He was very unrespectful to my God, Jesus Christ. And he was saying, this very intelligent person, you know, he was telling me that, you know, man, Jesus Christ, that you said, you know, that he came from heaven and that he is eternal and he came to die. There is people like that. But you know, brothers, the Bible says, and it's true. And if the Bible says that Jesus Christ came and he paid and he died and he paid for our sins, it's true. According to the scriptures. And then he said in verse 4, and that he was buried and that he rose again the third day according to the Bible. According to the scriptures. That's the gospel of Christ. That Jesus Christ, he was crucified. He died for our sins. And he was buried and then he rose from the dead on the third day. That's the gospel of Christ. That's the gospel who has the power to forgive your sins. That's the gospel who has the power to change your life, to change our kids, our family lives. I'm convinced, preacher and brothers, 100%, that the hope for this world is the power of the gospel of Christ. Amen. Because the gospel of Christ is more than religion. Amen. You know that a lot of people, they're going to die and they're going to go to hell because people, they trust in a religion than the gospel of Christ. In church, thank you for supporting us and send us to Mexico. And thank you if you want to help us for the new ministry. We appreciate it. And more people in Nogales, they're going to know about the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me tell you something. Nogales is 500,000 people. In 7 years, we almost went to half of the city. To every door of that city in 7 years. We work hard because we know that the hope for those people in Nogales is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. There's drunk people. There's people in drugs. There's people that they get in divorce. And we bring the gospel to them and they find the answer in the gospel of Christ. People are getting divorced. People, they are desperate. People, they don't know what to do. But when we bring with the gospel, you know, their life change.
And now those people that they thought that their life, it wasn't worth it, nothing, now they are serving God. Amen. So the question is, how are we going to be ashamed of something that is powerful? How are we going to be ashamed of something that changed our lives? How are we going to be ashamed of something that let us be here happy with our families, with our kids, with a hope that we're going to go to heaven? How are we going to be ashamed? The Apostle Paul, he was a terrible man before he got saved. The Apostle Paul, he was a bad person with no hope. He got a lot of knowledge, but he didn't have that knowledge of salvation. But one day he got a personal relationship with the Lord, Jesus Christ, and he got saved. And then the Apostle Paul, he see that what he was doing before, he was wrong. But now that he got saved, he said this, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, because the gospel of Christ, I am who I am. The hope of the gospel of Christ is for every person. People in Mexico think, because I talk to people, they think, preacher and brothers, that the hope for them is money. It's a new government. But it's not. It's the gospel of Christ. Amen. But you know, those people, they don't know. So those people, they are waiting, you know, they are confused. People, they don't know. So when we come to them, when you send us, when you support us, when you pray for us, and then we can come to those people that they don't know about the truth of the gospel, and we open our Bibles, and we present the gospel to them, the people, they can see that what they need is the gospel of Christ, and the people accept the gospel, and now they are Christians. And people now, they have hope. Family after family. Teenagers in our churches, they were living with no hope. Some of the teenagers that they got saved, they want to kill themselves because they say that nobody loved them. But when we came with the gospel, with the powerful gospel of Christ, and we showed them that God loved them, and that they are important for God. Those teenagers, they turn to God. And now they are serving God. Because they received the gospel of Christ. Maybe you are here today and you are confused. Maybe you are here today and you are a teenager. You are an old person. I don't know. Maybe you are rich. You are poor. I don't know. You are from here. You are from Mexico. I don't know from where. From Germany. I don't know. From Russia. I don't know where you're from. But let me tell you something. God is looking for somebody today who say, hey, I'm confused, and I want to come to the gospel of Christ. The gospel is a hope for you. No matter what situation you are living, no matter what problems you have today, if you come to the gospel of Christ, God will give you the right path to follow. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Ladies and gentlemen, what the world needs is the gospel of Christ. That's what the world needs. And I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Everywhere that I go, I present the gospel to people. And I don't care who is that person. The power of the gospel of Christ. I want to finish with this. Because remember, we are in America. Amen? We have food waiting for us. I'm not even turn on this, but I have to now. I want to take you into Mexico. Into one of our true stories about the power of the gospel of Christ working in the life of people.
About 5 months ago, I received a phone call, preacher and brothers, from this man. And he told me, he said, "Preacher, I know that you're going to be very excited. Are you ready?" Why he was saying that? You know, brothers, there is two things that really, that is my passion. There's two things that really get my heart, and that's where my heart is. Of course, my family. But let me give you two things. That something that really gets my heart excited. Number one is when somebody gets saved. The Bible says that heaven gets excited. Amen. When a person gets saved. Yeah. Amen? Amen. If you are here today and you are not saved, if you are not 100% sure that if you die today, you go to heaven. If you get saved today, if you get settled that situation, heaven is going to be excited for you. Amen. If you come and say, "Preacher, I want to be saved. I want to go to heaven. I want to have that hope." Heaven is going to be excited. Amen. But you know, I get excited when somebody gets saved. This morning, I'm very excited because that man in the back, I present the gospel to him. And he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ just this morning. Amen. I don't lose opportunity. And the second thing that really encouraged my heart and is my passion is when I see somebody surrender their life to serve God full time. I get excited. So this man, when he called me, he said, "Preacher, are you ready? Because I know that you're going to be excited for what I'm going to tell you." And I said, "What is it, brother?" He said, "Preacher, I just surrendered my life to be a preacher." I got my cell phone with me, and you know, he was talking to me. And he knew it. I throw my cell phone on the sofa. And I start jumping and say, "God, praise God, praise the Lord." And I heard the cell phone, you know, his voice, "Preacher, preacher." Because I was, you know, I threw the phone and I was excited and he knew it. And I heard, and then I came back, you know, after 5 minutes and I heard his voice, "Preacher, pastor, preacher." I got the phone again and he said, "I knew that you're going to be excited." Because he knew my one of my passions is when somebody surrenders their lives. But then let me tell you the story about this man. And you're going to understand why I'm getting excited. One Saturday morning, my wife and I and my family, we went on soul winning. And we went to this area of the city and started knocking on doors. And so I got one side of the street and my wife and my kids, they went to the other side of the street. And I came and started knocking on doors and it was this lady. And I say, "Señora." And I say, "My name is Jesus Venegas, and I'm a missionary to Morelia." And she said, "Oh, so you coming from a different religion than mine?" And I said, "Well, ma'am, I'm not coming here, you know, to teach about religion or try to change your religion." And she said, No. You know, we don't want people like you in this place." And I said, "Ma'am, you know, let me ask you this question." She said, "No, you're going to lose your time. I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to talk to people like you. You guys are a bunch of liars. And you guys trying to change a religion. You try to confuse the people. And you guys are against the Pope. You are against our religion." She said, "Go somewhere else. I don't want to talk to you," she told me. She got angry when she was telling me that, brothers. We heard this voice. Somebody around the corner, somebody was screaming very loud. "Dios," this is what he was saying. I want to say in both. "Dios, envía a alguien que me ayude. God, send somebody to help me. God, send somebody to help me." When the lady, she heard that, she said, "Oh, you know, that's my brother," she said. And I said, "Oh, really?" He said, "Yes, you know, my brother, he's been drinking because his wife, she want to get divorced. She don't want him back." And I say, oh. And then this is what she told me. She said, do you think that you can go and help my brother? I say, lady, you just told me that I'm a liar. And I said, she said, well, you know, I have to recognize that I don't know what you guys, what you preachers do to those people that they come to your churches when they start reading your Bible. That's what she told me, because she thinks that the Catholic Bible and our Bible is different. And you know, and she was saying, because I know people that when they go to your churches and they start reading your Bible, I don't know what you preachers do to those people, but I noticed that some people change. And I say, praise God. Somebody know. And she said, maybe you can go and help my brother. And I say, okay, I'm going to go and help your brother. And then I'm going to come back and talk to you again. I went around, preacher and brothers. When I went around, this is what I found. A half-drunk person. It was around, close to September. It was this man in this situation. When I went around, I saw this man. Like this. God, send somebody to help me. God, send some, Dios, envía a alguien que me ayude. Dios. That man, I mean, I came and I say, Señor, ¿cuál es su nombre? Sir, what is your name? Then he looked at me and he say, my name is Chepo. Not Chapo, okay? Chapo Guzman is something else, okay? I hope he can get saved, amen? But Chepo, it's like a nickname. I didn't know. What is, you know, later on he told me. It's a nickname for Jose in Mexico. I didn't know that. And I say, my name is Chepo. And I say, Chepo, I'm a preacher, and I just come in, and I heard that you were screaming and that you are asking for help. She said, yes, I need help. I need help. Start crying. She said, I need help. I need help. I said, Chepo, why do you need help? He said, you know, and then he started telling me about his wife, his kids. He said, I lied to my wife for 37 years because I've been drinking, and my life is getting destroyed in my marriage. There's no hope for my marriage. And I love my wife, and I love my kids. And I don't want to get divorced. And I said, well, Chepo, there is somebody. I know somebody who changed millions of people around the world. Do you like to know about that person? And that Chepo looked at me and said, who is that person? I opened my Bible in Romans 3:10. And I present the gospel to that man. And just right there, almost in the middle of the street, that person, that Chepo, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And then Chepo, he asked me, he said, Mister, do you think that you can go with me and talk to my wife? And I say, sure. He said, can you follow me? I follow that man. I told my wife, be here, stay here, be careful. I need to follow this man. I follow that man for half an hour. And I say, hey, Chepo, you told me that it wasn't that far. I got my family over there. And he said, well, another 15 minutes more. Finally, we got there, and he showed me the house, a green house, very small house, preacher. He told me, my wife, she's there, and my kids. He didn't tell me how many kids he had. He said, my kids are there, and my wife. And I said, okay, Chepo, this is what we're going to do. You stay here, and then I'm going to go and talk to your wife. We will see. So I went and started knocking on the door. And this lady, short lady, she opened the door. When that lady opened the door, you know what I saw in her eyes? Same suffering that my father. I saw her eyes. Remind me, when I was a little boy, when I saw my father suffering, I saw that lady, she was suffering. Her husband, Chepo, he already told me the situation, but when she opened the door, I saw her. You know, when I go on soul winning, I try to talk to see people in their eyes. Because you can see that they are suffering. When you see the people in their eyes, you see their heart. And I say, Maria, and I explain to Maria, and she say, my husband? Where is my husband? And I say, Maria, I just talked to your husband. And you know, he's looking for one more opportunity. Do you think that we can talk and maybe you guys can fix something? And she said, you know, that man, for 37 years, he lied to me. He told me that he gonna change. He told me that he tried in this program, and then he went and he changed for 2-3 days. And I say, Maria, but today is gonna be different. You know why? Because he just accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, and he gonna change his heart, and he can change your heart, and he can change your marriage situation, and he can change, you know, your situation to go to heaven, not to go to hell. And Maria, today is the day salvation is coming to your life, to your home. Maria, do you like to know about that man who changed millions of people? And I present the gospel to Maria. Praise God, she got saved. Then after Maria got saved, I saw inside 7 small faces looking to me. And I said, Maria, is that your children? They were 7 kids. And she said, yes. And I said, can I talk to them? She said, of course. So they came, present the gospel to those boys and girls, and all the family accept the Lord Jesus Christ. And then I say, Maria, are you willing to talk to your husband now? And this is what she told me. I want to try one more time. If this don't work, I'm done. And I say, let me call your husband. I went out, say, Chepo, come on. Chepo, he was waiting for me. I said, come on, this is the time. Chepo came. They start talking. They hug each other. They kiss each other. They ask forgiveness each other. All the family got together. And you know, I told Chepo and Maria, this is your time. Tomorrow we're going to come for you and pick you up to go to church. Be ready by 9:30. I came with a 15-passenger van with almost 30 people on the van. It was full already. They didn't say, where are we going to fit? I told them, let's go. Oh, these 3 kids, they don't fit in the front. Let's go put it in the back. So put it in the back. Very happy we went to church. Brothers, that drunk person told me if he's not the power of the gospel of Christ, that drunk person, he rescued his marriage. He rescued his kids. He became the best soul winner in our church. Him and his wife. And he is the one who called me 5 months ago that he wants to be a preacher. That's why I'm excited. Because I saw the power of the gospel working in his life. I saw how the gospel of God changed his heart and his life and his rescued his marriage. That's what the gospel will do for you. If you come today and say, God, I want to accept the gospel of Christ. I want to change my life. That's what it's going to do when you share the gospel. That's what the gospel is going to do with your friends, with your relatives. But let me finish with this. I know it's over, brothers. What excited is going to be when we get to heaven? I don't know about you, but I'm excited to go to heaven. How about you, brothers? Are you excited? Are you saved? Do you receive the gospel of Christ? Or you believe in vain? Like the Apostle Paul said, So if you are saved, if you receive the gospel, that means that you're going to go to heaven.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen?
What excited day is going to be when we get to heaven. Not because we're going to see Moses. Not because we're going to see Timothy. Not because we're going to see the Apostle Paul or Peter. But because we're going to see Christ.
Amen.
But let me tell you what is going to be excited. Because we're going to see Christ. But look. One man from one of the churches that this crazy missionary started one day. He's going to come to you. And he's going to say, I know that you don't know me. But I want to let you know who I am. I'm Chepo. And you know what? I just want to give you thank you. Thank you because you sent that crazy missionary to my place.
Amen.
And one day, I was in the middle of the street asking for help. And that missionary, he was just right there. And he came. And he didn't ignore me because I was half drunk. He stopped and he came and he presented the powerful gospel of Christ. And I got saved and I'm here in heaven. But that's because you sent that missionary. Brother, church, I want to encourage you with this. Continue supporting missions. Because there is a lot of chapels that they are waiting for somebody to come and present the precious gospel of Christ. Just imagine how many people in heaven, they're going to come to you and they're going to say, thank you, Grace. What is the name of the church? I remember the other one, Fellowship Baptist Church. This is Grace Fellowship Baptist Church. They're going to say, thank you. Because you send missionaries out, I got saved. What excited day is going to be. It's going to be for me to see people that they were lost and now they're in heaven because we preach the gospel.
Amen.
Come to the gospel. Receive the gospel of Christ. It's going to change your life. Don't go far from the gospel. Get close to the gospel. Share the gospel. Don't keep the gospel. Share the gospel. Thank you, preacher.